Hey, what's up, y'all? Another time, another place, another number. I'm your homegirl, BB, as always, rocking with y'all as I love to do. It's been a while. I know I say that all the time, but everyone who's been following from TikTok know my daughter Morgan was in a bad car accident. But God is faithful, God is good, and we back, okay? We are so back. So I'm excited to be back, y'all. It's going to be an amazing show. Got a lot to cover today, so y'all go with me, not against me. All right, we'll be right back. All right, y'all, my favorite part of the show is introducing you to an independent artist. I'm not sure if he's independent, but he's a new artist to me. His name is Steve Rizzo, and the name of the song is Unconditional. He's giving me a real, you know, Justin Bieber vibes, you know, real gospel, thank you, God. I don't know. It is amazing. So hit him up on all his social media platforms and let him know that you heard his brand new single right here on BB Talks. We'll be right back.
Shed the blood, it's that one who crowned up, it's that one who ran it up. All the hurt, the lies, the seed and depression. It's that one who on a boat and ain't trip for a second. It's that one, the holy presence fall on me. I'm stepping blind as a bag, it's with my faith I see. Yeah, 2020, devil cunning, Betty. Try to trick you out position, don't you let him. He hit you with shame, you think your father fed up, but his love never let up.
You never put conditions on your love.
No.
All right, y'all, we're going to jump right into it. It is a lot going on, okay? We have so much going on, from Diddy Tail to Jennifer Lopez Tail to Justin Bieber. I'm so disappointed, Tail. I mean, it's a lot going on, and we're going to tie some of this into what's happening in the spirit realm. So if you guys have been watching, and if you've been sensitive in the spirit realm, you know what has been going on with the Diddy case. Cassie sued him. It was a lawsuit. He paid her within a day or two. And then there's a new guy that's suing him. I can't think of his name. His name escapes me. And there is a lot to this lawsuit. There is a lot of evidence that has been presented with this lawsuit, photos and everything. So it looks like Diddy is being done like R. Kelly. He's going down, y'all. I'm going to tell you something, and all of this is alleged in case my audio gets dragged and pulled. I've recently went viral for cracking the code on someone by the name of Taylor. What is the first name? Lou Taylor. And I cracked the code on Lou Taylor because Lou Taylor has a lot of dealings with the church. Hillsong United, her husband is a pastor, and apparently she's behind a lot of these superstars in Hollywood. And apparently, allegedly, she is also managing or had some dealings with Diddy. So my video is going viral. So in case my audio gets snagged and pulled, all of this is alleged. Amen, church? Okay. So we have a lot going on. We know this is the year of truth. If you don't know it, I've even said it. If you go back into a lot of my podcast shows, you'll see that I talked about how God is going to begin to uncover a lot of things, especially in Hollywood and in this world. I'm very sure that even in the political arena, there will be so much uncovered this year with this new election. There's something as to do with Lou Taylor. If you've seen my videos on TikTok, that one has over 1 million views. That's the one that is currently going viral. Everybody's reposting it everywhere. But I want to talk about it because she has some dealings. She's posing as a Christian. Her husband is posing as a pastor. They sit on many boards of the white evangelical churches. And no knock on the white evangelical churches, but I want to show y'all the picture of what is going on and why God is uncovering things. It's like a slap in his face. So I had the bright idea to kind of look to see, because it was bothering me that Kim Kardashian and her mother was saying the name Jesus. And I'm like, if they're Christians and they really believe in Jesus, what is this whole thing? If they can't be devil worship and love Jesus, like, you not gonna be in covenant with both masters. So I began to look, and as I found Lou Taylor, and this is short version, y'all go watch the full video on my TikTok page. Lou Taylor has funded most of the Kardashians businesses, has given them startup money, but Lou Taylor is known for working with Britney Spears. She's also worked with, I can't think of the other young lady's name, in which she's behind being a conservator of Britney Spears. We all know that Britney Spears has lost her everlasting mind, saints, okay? She's that crazy, bless her heart, and it ain't her fault. But Lou Taylor is behind that, in which, when I did some digging, found out that she was taking all of Britney's money and putting it in, allegedly, in another business, in which all of this money has funded the Kardashians. I'm not going to go deep. I'm giving you a short version. But she also sits on some boards of some churches and things of that nature, some major churches. Judah Smith, I used to watch him so much. Apparently, she's involved with his church, allegedly. So there is a lot going on in the name of God, but it really ain't in the name of God. What we see is God uncovering a lot of things. These people think that they're untouchable. They think they can do their dirt for a long time, but God is a God that sticks to his word. You have to reap everything that you sow, ye shall reap. I can continue to quote scriptures, but for the sake of time, I won't. So let me say this. What we see in the world, we must begin to open up our eyes and be very sensitive and watch our behavior. Because whatever you entangle to, baby, you will get found out. This is the season for God is uncovering. He don't care who. He's uncovering it all. My prayer is that believers are in a place where we are seeking God like never before. The eclipse has just happened. I've done videos on that. Go take a listen to it on TikTok. But the eclipse is happening. To me, that is a stamp of approval of what is happening in the spirit realm. God is warning us to repent, to come back to Christ. Those who are not in covenant with him, he wants us to become back in covenant with him. We can no longer live the way that we've been living because the return of Christ is soon. Grace has abounded and God is saying, I am drawing near. That's why so many things is happening in the world. Just right now, Dubai is flooding out. That doesn't happen, okay? There's a scripture for that, which I have my pulpit notes, it's scattering saints. But what we see right now is a divine work prophetically of the Bible. Right now, Israel is in war. Right after the eclipse, all of a sudden, Israel is in war. That should tell you something right there. And the Bible talks about how all the nations will literally come against Israel. It is not by chance that Iran decides to do what they did. But you know what? Israel is wearing me out. I can't even lie. Israel is doing a little bit too much. They walking in disobedience too. So that's a whole nother conversation for another day, another time, another number. So what I'm saying, y'all, is like never before, there is such a yearning for God, such a yearning for God's presence. It started last year, maybe the year 2023. You seeing the guards changing and people coming to God like never before. I've never seen so many celebrities and people of stature coming to Christ and being bold in their faith and speaking on the things of God. God is changing the guard and he's changing it quickly. God is not to be mocked. He's not to be played with. What we're seeing here with this code being cracked with these celebrities, it will be more. It's not by chance that the royal family, two people, members of the royal family have cancer. They got sicknesses because they're serving the wrong master. We will begin to see a lot of people with sicknesses that is in Hollywood in the upper echelons, these big wigs. They will begin to fall ill. They will begin to just pass away. We are going to see it because now judgment has hit. Judgment has hit our country. And if we don't wake up as the church and quit playing so many games and feeding our flesh instead of diving in the Word of God, the book of the Word of God, and praying and fasting and seeking the face of God, the church is in trouble. We must win people over to God like never before. I'm getting along with the saints. Let me pause here. We'll be right back. All right, y'all, little church announcements, like y'all know what I love to do. Philly Show is next, y'all. It's been a long time coming. Philly Show is coming up just next week, April the 27th. I am pumped. If you are in the area, you are from Philly, and it is not April 27th yet, hit me up on all my social media platforms. Let me know that you want to go. You do have to RSVP, but we're going to have an amazing time. I have a creator by the name of Rinda Boyd. She will be joining me. Look her up on TikTok. She's an amazing woman of God. She's going to be sharing her testimony. It's going to be amazing. Next stop in May. I am confirming the date for you guys. If you are in Dallas, stand up. Surrounding areas of Dallas, stand up. I need to know. We're going to do a pre-RSVP because y'all playing too much with my emotions, okay? We're going to do a pre. I'm going to get a date and we're going to do a pre-RSVP. If you are in the Dallas area, we will be coming to your area. You can hit me up now, DM me, and let me know if you are interested in being a part of the live Talk Yeshua live experience tour, okay? God is amazing. I've shared my testimony. If you haven't listened to the testimony yet of how this tour began for this podcast, I'll just go take a listen, okay? Go back. If you desire to sow into this ministry, I haven't asked anyone for a dime, literally. I don't ask for donations, but if you feel in your heart to give to this ministry, you can send a Cash App to BB Price. It will definitely go towards the tour itself. God is funding this tour and God is sending people to fund this tour, okay? So if you can, if you find it in your heart, if you're led of the Spirit, you can always do BB Price and definitely send a love seed offering. You can DM me if you're a little nervous, however you want to send willing to DM me by social media. Also, make sure y'all follow me on my social medias. Okay, I'm a big deal over on the TikTok Tops, and I am actually enjoying TikTok. We really pray that it don't go away, y'all. I hope we incorporate prayer about it not going away. So begin to pray so God can still get the glory. I believe that God is using that platform to expose a lot. All right. That concludes my announcements, our church announcements. Y'all, we'll be right back. Okay, y'all, we are back, and I want to talk a little bit about how can we prepare for the coming of Christ. If you look through the seals, and I've been all through Revelation, I know that's a book that's really hard to understand if you are a fairly new believer, but you don't even have to be a fairly new believer. Like, reading the Word of God in Revelation is like foreign to me, but as I grow in God, He gives us the revelation. But if you look in Revelation, the book of Revelation, around the sixth chapter, you begin to read through the bowls, the judgments of God, and you begin to look at the seven seals, you know that we are definitely looking at the end times. A lot of people do not, want to say that we are living in the end times, and it is right in our faces. The Bible talks about all of this exposure that will happen. And so many other things, but to prepare for the coming of Christ, man, there's so much in the Bible that we do not adhere to. And I could go kind of deep, but I'm not going to go there. These pagan holidays, I believe the Holy Spirit started dealing with me maybe 2 years ago about the pagan holidays and that worship and celebrating Christmas and all of these things. And all of that is paganism, and it is rooted in other gods. How to prepare for the coming of Christ, man? Following His word and His commandments. And it sometimes it feels like a bit of an extreme, but in this hour we have to be extreme. And I'm not judging anybody. We all got our situationships. We all got our little thing. You know what I'm saying? But I am saying that it's close that you can get to following the commandments of God. Get you a regular prayer life. A lot of people don't pray regularly. They only pray when they're going through, or they only pray when they ain't got no money and you sitting at home all the time. Now you want to pray. But pray consistently. The Bible says that we must pray without ceasing, okay? And that means you're praying around the clock, around the hour, around the clock. I've upped my fasting life. You want to make sure that your flesh is diminished. You can't serve this flesh, man. This flesh will get you in so much troubles, okay? With bells on it, okay? But fasting is key. A lot of people don't like fasting because you are literally denying your desires, and our desires pretty much tries to run our lives. So fasting. A lot of people have questions on how to fast. I tell people, don't just jump into like a water fast. You're not ready for that because your flesh is too high. You ain't never really fasted before. You definitely eating. And then be the days, okay, now we got free food, free lunch on us. That be pissing me off because I'm going eat. If it's free and I'm supposed to be fasting, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm eating. I'm trying back tomorrow. I'm just telling y'all. If you know that's not your capacity, you know weakness is food your weakness, because this is my weakness. That's why I'm buying big now. I like to eat, okay? Just start off light, man. You know, create what you think that will help you ease into your just water fast. What I start typically with is a plant-based smoothie. I do once a day, and I start from, this is how I ease into mine. I start from the time I wake up to 4 p.m. That's the first day. The next day, I do from the time I wake up to 6 p.m. And I have one smoothie in between. The next day, I do like a smoothie, and then I go till maybe 7 or 8. And then the next day, I'm doing water until 6. And then I'm just doing a full water all day fast. So ease into it. Why? Because your flesh don't want you to fast, and you ain't used to it. Your flesh will be be in an uproar and you'll be eating and saying, Lord, forgive me. I'm going to try again tomorrow every day like me. Okay, so just ease into it. The more you fast, the more you will see the hand of God in your life. People don't talk about that, but when I fast, I always see miracles. Now, you will be attacked. Don't get it twisted. Fasting brings you closer to the Spirit of God and the things of God, and you will be attacked heavily. I remember one time I was fasting so much and I kept getting attacks. I said, Lord, why am I getting attacked so much? He said, baby, you fasting a whole lot. He said, it's the fasting. Satan tries to fight that because he knows the more we fast, the more clarity we get from God, the more we get connected to God, the more we are walking in the Spirit. So he tries to stop that. So fasting, praying, and reading your word should be your portion, okay? It should be your daily bread, your portion, okay? And being around the things of God, we take that too lightly. Engulf yourself around the things of God, around things of ministry. You got a church home? Do ministry things. If you don't go to church, because I know this is a new church, y'all don't believe in having a church home, but you online church, whatever it is. But find yourself busy. If it's going to feed the homeless, that's ministry. If it's just going out, passing out flyers, talking to people, hey, do you know Jesus? Whatever that is, surround yourself around the things of God. Keep yourself surrounded with worship music. It helps your spirit. It helps grow your spirit. You can't be listening to, I wanna lick you up and down. Now your flesh is still back in an uproar. So do the necessary steps to get closer to God. You have to be hungry for God in this hour. This is an hour where you have to be hungry. Those who are not hungry, you're not going to last. But you have to thirst. Bible says we must thirst and seek after righteousness. And that's what we should be seeking for. I felt that in my spirit today, and I want to share that because the church do a good job at being the church and flouncing around, but we don't talk about the necessary things. We don't talk about, well, what if I have a sex problem? Because y'all do. Y'all got a sex problem. Y'all be wanting to do it. You're single and just want to do it. You have urges. But if you would deny your flesh, those urges would get less and less. I know you want to do it. You flesh. It's normal. But you have to deny yourself if you're not married. You have to deny yourself before God. Some of y'all, I just want to get drunk because when I'm out of my mind, I ain't got to think about it. That's your weakness. Fast. It cancels out a lot of that sin and a lot of things that you desire, your desires. Let me smoke this blunt. No, because now you're messing up your lungs and you're breathing. That's why you can't breathe and you got that cough. That Mary Jane. Okay, seek God in this hour. Don't seek idol gods. Don't compensate. Let me hit him up, y'all. I'm bored. I need some. Like, what are you doing? Seek God. That's a form of idol worship. It is. So, I had that in my spirit today, and that was very prophetic. So, whoever that's gonna land on, let it land on. We'll be right back, y'all. All right, y'all, really quick, what I want y'all to do is shout me out on your social media platforms. If you are listening to this show, y'all be too silent for me, and it just does something to me, okay? If you are listening to this show and you are enjoying it, it spoke to you in some type of way, screen record it and post it and mention me on Instagram, okay? I have two pages, BB the Song Ritter and then 20 Mom 1, T-W-I-N-N-E 1, 20 Mom, M-O-M, sorry, 1. Okay, so tag me, mention me. Let me know that you are enjoying the podcast. Y'all don't talk to me enough. I be seeing the numbers. I can see y'all listening, but y'all don't even be shouting me out. And I know sometimes y'all driving or you're busy while you're listening. You just don't get a chance to. I understand. But stop in this moment. Screenshot it. You can just screenshot it. You ain't even got to. I kind of want you to record it. But if not, screenshot it and post it for me. Can y'all do that for your girl, okay? I'm trying to chart on the charts for podcasts, and I need y'all help. Also, if you can, write a review. If you've been listening for a while, there's ways that you can go in and write a review. Say some nice things. Don't be being mean. The mean spirit, okay? So make sure you guys are writing a review. I appreciate all of your support. Don't forget, we have merch, okay, on Shopify. BB Talks Podcast merch on Shopify. If you need the link, it's in my bio on Instagram. Run me up, y'all. The merch is doing such an amazing job because of my TikTok family. Shouts out to y'all. So don't forget to shop BB Talks Podcast merch. All right, y'all. That's it. We'll be right back. All right, y'all, I would like to leave you off with an encouraging word. As I was doing this, the Holy Spirit spoke to me concerning being confident in God and being confident in what God has placed in you. This is for a lot of you guys because I feel it so prophetically. Don't allow Satan to make you feel like you are not on a solid foundation with God. Satan likes to bring the spirit of confusion to make you think you're not doing enough, to make you think that you're not solid enough with God, that you're not living correctly, that you're making mistakes, that God hasn't forgiven you. It's a spirit of condemnation. But God, when we give our lives over to Jesus, when we repent of our sins, and make sure that you guys are consistently repenting, okay? Because we sin every day. You sin in your mind, you sin in some type of way. So constantly repent. But when we repent, we come away from that sin and God forgives us and we don't have to think about it anymore. We know that we're on a solid foundation in Christ, that we are living the best that we know how, that our heart is after Jesus. So don't allow Satan to make you feel like you're not there yet, you're not growing. God has you exactly where he desires you to be, and he will rapidly grow you. The more you stand the word of God, the more you pray, the more you seek his face, you will grow so rapidly, your mind will be blown. You go look up and be like, child, I'm preaching to people. I didn't even know I knew all of this. Because that's how I be feeling. Like, wait a minute, what happened now? No, seriously, know that you are standing on God's promises. Know that you are standing on the word of God and that nothing is going to change your mind about God and who he is to you in your life. Satan be trying to rob us. He be literally trying to, like, sir, sit down because you're getting on my nerves and it wears me out, okay? You're irritating. Literally, the devil is an irritant. He really do get on my nerves. But know that and stand on the word of God. I'm going to pray with you guys, and then we're going to end the show, okay? Lord, we thank you, Father, for every single person that is listening to this show, Father. I pray that you would encourage their heart right where they are, Father, that you will go and do such an amazing job on their heart, Father. And allow them to understand that you are with them through everything and that they are connected to you and that they don't have to worry. They don't have to feel confused, lost, or frustrated, Father, that you are their Lord. You are our God, Father, and you know all things and you go before for us, Father, and you see what's up the road, God. So we don't have to fret. We don't have to worry that we'll slip and fall into sin, that we don't have to have that anxiety that we will fall, Father. But we know that when we are in you, we're on a solid rock, a solid foundation in you, Father. So Lord, I pray that everyone that's listening will be encouraged with their walk, to continue to move forward in the things of God, that they don't have to feel like when they mess up that they have to stop because they don't feel right. Father, that they can repent and come back to you, Father. So God, we thank you and we praise you for this, Lord Jesus, for this moment in time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, y'all, that's the show. We got to go because we a little long-winded, okay? Make sure y'all come back next week. I'm going to be on time next week, y'all, with my show, okay? Next time, we'll be back. So y'all, do me a favor. Now, shout me out, saints. Now, I don't like the silent listeners because y'all silently listening, then y'all be over there having group chat messages talking about me. I see y'all over there, okay? So do me a favor. Shout me out. Show me some love, y'all. I've been doing this a long time, man, and I've been consistent. So y'all show me some love. I'll give y'all love back. All right. All right. Thank y'all. Same time, same place next week. All right. I'm out. Peace.